What a beautiful day. It's a blessing to be here with you, Harmony Kids, Harmony Tots, just the families participating in today's worship service. And to Jace Lucas, who is our one of Harmony Kids coordinators and our pastoral intern here at the church. On this day, as we know, May 8th, it is designated as Mother's Day. And for many, there is much love for their mothers and mothers at heart. Every mother is amazing. Our appreciation should certainly be expressed more than just on one day, amen? Right? As the hard work of mothers, the sacrifices made, the love given is significant and life transformative. On this Mother's Day, we do celebrate and recognize our LGBTQ plus communities and families. We also celebrate and recognize the blended foster and grandparent-led families and homes where loving people have stepped into mothering roles. You are amazing. And we acknowledge the wide continuum, just like Devin had shared with us, the wide continuum of mothering as well to those who gave birth this year to their first child. We rejoice with you. To those who lost a child this year, experiencing loss through miscarriage, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with their little ones, each and every day, and wearing the badge of food items or more, we appreciate you. To those who have warm relationships with their children, we celebrate with you. To those who have distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who have made the courageous decision to bless someone else with parenthood through adoption, we honor you. To those who lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. And to those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we hold you. And to those who are pregnant with new life, we anticipate with you. Friends, we well know that the continuum of mothering is even wider. So on this Mother's Day, we walk with you, all of you. Mothering isn't for the faint of heart. Indeed, it is not. So we remember you, we celebrate you, we love you, and we thank you. Amen.
Today, we are talking about family. And this can be a difficult topic, especially on days like today, because we all land in a different place when we think about family. For many, it's a celebration. Days like today, Mother's Day. This is a joyous day. We get to celebrate the people that we love. We get to be with our families, with our mothers, with our support system, with the network of people that we trust most in this life. And then for others, it's a day of mourning. We struggle thinking about those we've lost. We struggle with the idea that others have a family we wish we had. We struggle hoping and wanting and longing and feeling like our needs haven't been met with a family. So today, we're going to continue talking about the Lord's Prayer. We're continuing to talk about how Jesus taught us to pray, and we're specifically going into the section that says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And we're talking about asking God to meet our needs, but we're also going to talk about asking God to meet our needs with family. Now, you'll have to bear with me. Everything that could go wrong before this service did. And I wasn't able to print out the sermon, so we're doing this off of a phone. I promise I'm not texting. We're just looking at the sermon notes, okay? So whether you're celebrating your family today or you're grieving on a difficult day, know that Jesus has something specific to say to you through the passage that we just read, that Kendall Joy just read for us. And let's revisit it in John chapter 21. If you have a Bible with you today or the passage open on your phone, you might want to keep it open. We're going to kind of go through, and the words will also be on the screen. So let's jump into John chapter 21, verse 1. The Bible says, "Afterward, Jesus appeared again again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When we pick up this story, we're with the apostles. This is after Jesus' death and resurrection. And the apostles need to go out, Peter and his crew, they're going to catch some fish. These are seasoned fishermen. They know what they're doing. Remember, several of the apostles, when Jesus met them, they were fishing. This was their job. They were the experts. And they did this to feed themselves, to feed their family, so that they could catch fish and sell them and meet their own needs financially. This was their lifeline, but it shouldn't be a problem. We've got a huge crew here together. There's seven of us. We all know how to fish. We're going to go out. We're going to catch some fish and meet our needs. But the Bible tells us instead of securing the load of fish that they thought they would catch that night, they couldn't catch anything. This was a problem. They were coming up short and they didn't have what they needed to meet their needs. And this is a feeling that so many of us have when it comes to family, right? We think this should be easy. This should be something that I can do with no problem. I can relate to my family. I have a family. But then problems come up. People don't get along. We disagree. We lose. We're mourning. So maybe we don't have the family support system that we hope for. And just like the fishermen that night, we might be doing everything right and still feel like we don't have the thing that we long for or the thing that we need. And that feeling can be dark. It can be hard. It can be a lot to go through. It can feel like you're in the dead of night and can't see where you're going or what you're looking for. But the good news is that the morning comes. Let's jump back in at verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. See, the fishermen weren't alone all night. Jesus was there, watching and waiting from the shore. He was with them because he knew that the fish they needed were almost ready for the catching and that they would be there soon to meet their needs. And if you're struggling today, feeling like you're alone and searching for community, for family, for a support system, a network of love, know that Jesus is nearby, watching and waiting, because he knows that the people that God designed to love you, to be a part of your family, are there, and that they will be ready for the catching. And just like Jesus helped the fishermen relocate their nets to catch fish, God will help you to find the people that love you. Now, for a lot of us, our biological family isn't always the family that we get, right? And God might choose to build your friends up as your family group. God might choose to put you in a faith community like Harmony to be your family. God can use a lot of people in our lives to create a family besides our biological relatives. And we see examples of these kinds of bonds in the Bible. Jesus, of course, had Mary and Joseph and some siblings, a very traditional family. But we also see examples like Ruth and Naomi, who were just two strangers, kind of related by marriage, and then their relatives passed away and they became each other's family. We see David in the Old Testament when he had no one to support him and he was in danger. Jonathan, his best friend, became his family and became the system that God provided to support him. Every family looks different, but God makes sure that we have the people that we need in our lives because God will meet your needs. And that is what we learn in the passage with the fishermen today. Let's jump back in at verse 7. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Jesus met the disciples' needs that morning, and he'll do the same for you if you're looking for a family. Now, for those on the other side of the family spectrum, those who are celebrating today, those who have a great support system, who are celebrating mothers, who have friends or a chosen family that supports you, there is a part of this passage that is designed for you as well. Let's read what Jesus did with his disciples after he met their needs. In verse 15, it says, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said, 'you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' And Peter was hurt, because Jesus asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will be stretched out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.' Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, 'Follow me.'" So after Jesus met the disciples' needs, after he led them to the fish that they were looking for, and he prepared a breakfast with them, and he spent time with them and made sure they were well taken care of, then he goes to Peter and he gives him a challenge: "Feed my sheep." See, Jesus commanded Peter and the apostles to care for their faith community because he knew that he had already provided for them. He had met their needs, and now he was challenging them to go out and do the same for others. And my friends, if you are in a situation where your familial needs are met, you have the network of support that you need. You have loved ones close to you. God calls you to go out and be that family for those who are looking for family. If you're content with your family situation, God's command for you is that as a person whose needs are being met, you go out and do the same for the children of God. Be a family to those with no family. God calls us to meet others' needs, and there are some simple ways to do it. You can invite people over for dinner. You can give them gifts to celebrate holidays. Bring them along to family reunions. Pray for them. Invite them to church with you. Give them a call when they come to mind. But be a family for those in need. So as the worship band comes forward, if we come to a time where I can be vulnerable with you here, I'll admit I've been on both sides of this family situation. Growing up as a kid, I had a very close-knit family. My direct family, my siblings and my parents, we communicated surprisingly well, though I would not have told you that when I was a teenager. We got along. We went to church together. My extended family, I saw several times every month. We celebrated holidays together. We all went to church together. We even invited others to join us. You know, my uncle had a friend who came over for every holiday. We invited people from my grandparents' church, and they would join us on Sunday afternoons for family lunches. And it was a big, happy family, and some of the memories that I cherish most. But about 6 years ago, I moved to California, a full day's drive from anyone I am related to. And for several years, a lot of things changed. I felt very alone. I spent holidays by myself. And it was really hard for me to feel like I had a strong and supportive family. But a few years back, a friend reminded me that I'm not alone. Just like the apostles were not alone through the night when they couldn't find the fish, Jesus was on shore. Jesus was with me that whole time. And I know that I'm not alone because God is with me. And God has put people in my path over the years, friends and my partner and my faith community who have become my family here. God will meet your needs. And then God calls us to meet others' needs. So this Mother's Day, friends, consider who you are. Are you a fisherman in the night, struggling to catch what you need, to find belonging in a community or a family? Remember that there is hope, that morning comes, that Jesus has a plan for you. And if you're a disciple in the morning who's had breakfast with Jesus and all of your needs are met, remember that Jesus' next move was to command his disciples to go out and take care of others and pass on the love of God with those around them. Amen.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good mother. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you're just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good mother. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Mother's Day.